has the distinction of having introduced me to one of the great Vietnamese restaurants in Bridgeport. So,
Pho Saigon. Pho Saigon.
Exactly. Rex, thanks for coming in. You know, I bumped into him at this restaurant, at this Vietnamese restaurant in Bridgeport, and talking about the Beatles event coming up. And I have been a big fan of his musical career, which started with Aztec Two-Step back in, what, the early 70s? You guys met in Boston, is that right?
That's right. That's good. Yeah. Very good.
72, yeah. About?
We played the Tavern Club, of course. No, I'm kidding. And no, it was 1971 at a little open mic and
yeah.
You know, like one of those little places in the nestles in the Beacon Hill area of Boston.
Right.
Where so many people, you know, all the greats that went before us were kind of established it as a place to go if you wanted to get a start in music. I grew up in Maine, so it was a logical progression
sure.
for me to come down.
And so your partner at the time that you met was Neil Schulman on the stage, and you guys formed the band together.
Yeah,
Aztec Two-Step.
We were the last two to go on that night, and we heard each other play, and it seemed like a nice idea to partner up and see what would happen.
Well, you had quite a remarkable recording career. I'm looking at the discography, and starting in 72 all the way through, I mean, it looks like you've got, 15, 18, 20 records or so out?
Only about 8, I think, or 9 studio albums. Mm. You know, if you divide that by 46 years, it's not all that many.
Right.
But and our most recent is called Naked, and then by all... We hit it out of the park, which
well,
is great to hear. You know?
It is. In fact, I just saw we released our tracks of the week. You know, every Monday or Tuesday, we put out with our music director, Howard Thompson, tracks that are submitted by our DJs here at WPKN. We have the top 20 favorite tracks of the week, and a track from your most recent album, Naked, is on that. So I know it's getting a lot of airplay here at WPKN, and that's fantastic for
terrific,
you guys.
Yeah.
What I wanted to do when we invited Rex to come on, a side project that he's been involved with is this group called The Newtopians, which is more than two people. It's actually, at times, what you can put 7 or 8 people on the stage together. And it really is a dedicated project aimed at the songbook of John Lennon and the Beatles. And so we were talking about how much fun it would be to have you come up and be a guest DJ, play some music from the two different Newtopian albums. One is Imagined, celebrating the songs of John Lennon, which came out, 4 or 5 years ago, maybe?
Maybe longer.
Longer, okay. And then Lennon Reimagined,
yeah,
which also is looking at the songbook of John Lennon. Play some live music, but also play some music from the different two CDs from the Newtopians. The Beatles, I mean, what in your life, you know, when you were coming of age, what impact did the Beatles have on you?
Well, I can remember sitting in my sister's dorm room, Farmington State College, of all places, and hearing, She Loves You.
Mm.
And it was a precursor to the huge, rolling tsunami
right.
of I Want to Hold Your Hand. But that song just, you know, It just the sentiment of it, and of course it was about somebody telling somebody that somebody loved them, which was very unique. I don't remember any song ever being like that, and it just, you know, when you're a young teenager, which I was 15 years old, it really struck a chord with me. Mm. Like, oh wow, that's great. And then of course, you know, it was John Lennon's voice in that song, and I Want to Hold Your Hand, that led the band, you know, and when he was on Ed Sullivan, I just couldn't take my eyes off him,
yeah.
You know, it was, everybody had their favorite Beatle, but for me, it was always John Lennon.
Yeah.
I just could not take my eyes off him, or I couldn't get enough of his voice or his songwriting style. Of course, we didn't know at the time who wrote what. It was assumed that they collaborated on everything, but as they matured and grew, and they basically wrote their songs by
right.
themselves, with maybe a little tweaking by the other here and there. So it was pretty easy for me to pick out. We celebrated the songs of John Lennon, Beatles, and solo years. So it was easy enough to pick out what were his songs.
Sure. And when you were in Aztec Two-Step, or, you know, with the early years of the band, did the Beatles inform a lot of your songwriting and,
you know,
some of your musical styling?
I definitely... John Lennon became probably the most influential writer on for me stylistically. Mm-hmm. Started with Bob Dylan, of course, everybody.
Yeah.
And John Lennon would say the same thing. Dylan completely put him on the track of being, you know, writing very honest, confessional, so to speak, songs. And not just the poppy stuff that, you know, they grew up with. The Everly Brothers and whatnot, all the great songwriters before him. So I don't know if I can be specific about which songs, there was a sensibility and a style that he had that I know crept its way into my writing.
Sure.
There's no question about it.
Right.
And on the latest record, Naked, the title track, you know, I tip my hat to his introduction. I go, I inspire no fear one. You know, that's how I started it out. And he just had such a huge impact on me. And to me, he was, you know, he was the most passionate, the most honest musical genius that ever was.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't think of anybody. He was an activist. He wrote songs that mattered. He wrote songs that broke your heart. You know, he just was an extraordinary artist, and it's just such a tragedy that he was taken from
us. Yeah, it sure is. And again, we're talking with Rex Fowler from Aztec Two-Step and also from the Newtopians Project here in the studios of WPKN as we're doing some fundraising for the station. I want to give you the number out. Alec Cumming is sticking around as well. The number is 203-384-9756, and Mike Murley's on the phones.
Yep.
And Alec, this is a lot of fun. We're going to get into Utopians.
Yeah, get those phones a ringing. We're having a great time, but we'd have an even better time if we had some phones ringing right now.
So, Rex, when you were thinking about side projects, I guess was this a natural? I mean, it seemed like somewhat of a natural outgrowth that you were interested in the Beatles, but maybe more most specifically John Lennon.
Yes.
How did the Utopians?
Well, my approach was I wanted to, once Lennon was taken from us, I felt that I wanted to honor his legacy by doing music, where I came from, which is acoustic-oriented musician, and to do acoustic interpretations of his songs. And I had a dear friend, Tom Dean, who played in a band called Devon Square, and he lived way up in northern New Hampshire, so it was a hike up there. But I knew that he had our voices would complement one another, and stylistically, we both had a nice pop sensibility, I think, in our music, acoustic pop, so to speak. And of course, you know, the Beatles, who was more popular than the Beatles? So anyway, I approached him about it, and he said, well, what do you got in mind? Because, you know, we're talking about the Beatles here. We're not, you know, you're not going to just do something that didn't have some there, so to speak.
Yeah.
And I had an idea to combine I'll Get You with Imagine, because I'll Get You is, imagine I'm in love with you. It's easy because I know. And I thought, you know what, let me put Imagine, I'm in love with you, with Imagine There's No Heaven, you know. Mm. And so I worked out this arrangement, and I played it for him. And he thought it was pretty good. And so he came back with an arrangement similarly of Come Together and I Am the Walrus. And from at that point, it was like, okay, we got something here. Let's roll it out. So over the course of that winter, I think it was... Gosh, the years just a blur. But it was
right?
Probably the early 2000s, or mid 2000s, I guess, that we got together and started collaborating on this. And we brought in various people, including Jordan Jantz, who is a resident of Bridgeport. Reason why I moved here myself, because he lives in a place just a few blocks from here. We live in a place called the Seaside Village, and. He was the cellist and percussionist in the band, and Tommy brought his former bandmate, Alana McDonald, who is also just an amazing singer. In fact, I hope you will play. Let's play a song.
Yeah, what should we start off
well,
with?
Well, I think that Beautiful Boy, because okay. It really, the instrumentation, you'll hear everything. You hear the chromatic harmonica of the great Gary Schreiner. Gary was asked to perform backing up Elton John by Sting at one of his benefits, Rainforest benefits. So Gary is the real deal. So you'll hear the chromatic, you'll hear the, you know, probably this song is, I'm not sure if it's in Dadgad or not, but Tommy Dean's guitar is leading the way. And it just really sums up, I think, the approach that we took to doing Super. The music of John
and
Lennon.
And I just wanted one quick preface on this. We're going to be packaging these both of these albums up. They're going to be signed by Rex Fowler as a way to help raise some money for WPCAN for a pledge of $75 for both of them.
That's great.
And so if you're going to be interested in this package, give us a call at 203-384-9756. And so let's right now, let's hear Beautiful Boy from Lennon Reimagined, the Newtopians, right here on WPKN.
And better, oh, beautiful.
Beautiful indeed. I love that. That was really good. Thank you.
Yeah, those are the elements. You heard the chromatic harmonica, you heard the cello, you know, the backing vocals. Alana McDonald has one of the best voices of her generation. If people aren't aware of Devon Square, one word, DevonSquare, Google them. They were extraordinary. In fact, it was one of the last signings Amon Erdogan did.
Yeah.
Before he passed.
Tell the story about some of your concerts, or maybe it was the first concert that she sang at.
Well, the electric guitar player, Robbie Coffin, who you also heard featured in this last song. His daughter was 15 years old.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, we were just starting to play. We were up in Maine, and we had a really nice little 200-seat performing arts center. And he said, you know, my daughter's a pretty good singer, and, you know, she knows the song, you know, Dear Prudence. Do you think she could sit in? And we went, of course, bring her up. So, you know, she was as cute as, and pretty as a princess, and, you know, just as cute as can be. And she gets up on stage, and she opens her mouth and starts to sing. And, I mean, everybody's jaw drops. Mm. And at the end of this song, 200 people jumped to their feet and gave her a standing ovation. And every single performance that she played with us, and there were probably 25 or 30 after, and she only sang on two or three songs, every single time she got a standing ovation. Mm. She, you know, that it factor. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just because she was cute. She could really sing.
Well, one thing about both of these albums, the production is, I think, remarkable. I mean, there's been obviously a lot of cover treatments of the Beatles, but I think the Newtopians efforts here really are one of the best I've heard. You know,
thank you so much.
They were recorded where? In the same place?
Up in Maine.
Yeah, okay.
Well, actually, we recorded a lot of them up at Tommy's studio, which we had to trek up. It was a studio that was on top of a hill in the deepest, darkest part of New Hampshire that we did a lot of the first album from.
Right.
And we would have to literally pack, you know, knapsack and ski, you know,
snowshoes and everything.
Snowshoes, literally, and go up this hill.
You couldn't have chosen the summer to do it. Huh?
Yeah, well, we started in the summer, but and we had no choice.
Nothing like a Maine winter, huh?
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's really good stuff. Again, we're talking with Rex Fowler from Aztec Two Step, well known here around WPKN for years. He's been coming up, and we're also playing specifically from the Newtopians. And we invited Rex to come up and do some guest DJing. We're playing from both Lennon Reimagined and the Imagined. Newtopians, for the listeners that don't know how you got your name, what's that all about?
Well, we started out as a John Lennon song project, and we were affiliated with Why Hunger, the organization that Harry Chapin formed, and they were the Lennon Estate was a big sponsor of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
So we were going to play at one of the benefits for them. That was one of the first shows that we did, and so they had to run it by the estate, and of course they didn't think that was a good idea to call ourselves John Lennon Song Project. So we were trying to dance around. We didn't want to, you know, we didn't want to be disrespectful. So I had heard about Newtopia, which was the fictitious country that John and Yoko started, typically with their sense of humor and whatnot. They declared themselves an independent nation, and therefore that should allow them to be represented by the UN, and they could stay have their, you know, their embassy in New York City. And
alongside Slambovia, right?
Yes.
From the Grand Slambovians.
Yes, that's right. Right. So it's a great group, the Slambovians. But so we thought, okay, I didn't want to just say we'll call ourselves the Newtopians because I thought that might be a little too close to home for, you know, we're talking about the Lennon Estate, we're talking about Yoko Ono.
Yeah.
And so we're dancing around, and we said, well, what do you think about the new NU-? Topians or something like that, and she said, "Well, why don't you just call yourself the Newtopians?" And perfect. So technically, Yoko gave us our name.
Blessed by Yoko.
Yeah. That's great.
Well, how about we hear another track?
Yeah, let me set this
up. That up. And again, the number is 203-384-9756. I don't know if we have anyone to thank, if the phones are active back there, but we're putting together both of these CDs. They're going to be signed by Rex Fowler for a pledge of $75. That's really, it works for us, and it's going to definitely work for you. Beautiful music celebrating John Lennon and the Beatles. Again, 203-384-9756. And Rex, I'll let you set up this next track.
Yeah, this next one was probably the second mashup that I came up with. And what I did was put together, You've Got to Hide Your Love Away with Norwegian Wood. And Come Together was like, Hide Your Love Away in Norwegian. Yeah. So Hide Your Love Away was the first Beatles song that featured all acoustic instrumentation. And according to Sir Paul, it was Lennon doing Dylan. And I think that's a fair assessment. There's no question Dylan had a huge impact on Lennon, as he did all of us that were, playing songs back then, or, picking up the guitars. And what made this song by the Beatles Come Together so compelling was the gut-wrenching honesty of Lennon's voice in this. It really came through. It really impacted. In fact, this is on that recording by the Beatles, the song by John Lennon, was the first time he didn't try disguising his voice by double tracking. Hmm. For some reason, Lennon had one of the greatest voices in rock and roll history, and he just did anything and everything to disguise it. It's just one of those crazy, quirky things.
Now, this is you on lead vocals?
Yeah, this is me singing lead, and you'll hear us mashing in, Norwegian Wood with You Gotta Hide Your Love Away. So it's all over the place. You'll hear signature guitar licks. You'll hear going from one song to the next and back again. That's probably one of the things that I think made us quite different than most Beatle cover bands.
Great, here it is.
Hey, you've got to hide your love away. to hide your love anyway. Hey, you got to hide your love anyway.
That sounded very nice. Again, Rex Fowler from Aztec Two-Step and the side project that he's involved with called the Newtopians, doing the John Lennon songbook. And nice vocals on that, and also guitar work, right?
Why, thank you. Yeah. Yep, that's...
And maybe we have someone to thank.
Very generous people to thank. Prissy called in with a very generous donation, as well as Mark W.,
nice. Thank you.
And they both called in the last few minutes. So
excellent. We appreciate that. Again, if you want to get in on this special offer that we're doing right now, the two CDs from the Newtopians, the first is Imagined, celebrating the songs of John Lennon, and then the follow-up is Lennon Reimagined. And that is they're going to be both signed by Rex. And
you get them both with a pledge, right?
With a pledge of $75 to WPKN.
That's a bargain. So, that's a bargain. Price. Come on.
It's a bargain. And you know what? It's supporting not only some great music, it's supporting a great radio station that has played and kept music alive.
The genius and artistry of WPKN. We're doing the genius and artistry of John Lennon and the Beatles, and you guys fit right in there. This is the community radio station. It's the best community radio station I have ever heard in my life, and I've been all over.
Yes,
the United
you
States
have. Thank you. Thank you for
the
that.
Radio constantly, and this is it. This is
good.
It.
Well, we appreciate that, and you know, Rex has got his beautiful guitar here, and he's got I saw at some point I think a harmonica, and so maybe how about we play some live music?
Yeah, let me.
What are you thinking about?
This is one of the songs that that I had worked up. Another one of the reasons why I wanted to do this acoustic thing of Lennon and. So this is one I've been doing forever. It's called No Reply. This happened once before. I came to your door. No reply. I said it wasn't you, but I saw you peep through your window. And I know that you saw me, 'cause I looked up to see your face. Tried to telephone, said you were not home. That's a lie. But I know where you've been. I saw you walk in your door. You walk in and in with another man in my place. And if I were you, I'd realize that I loved you more than any other guy. And I'll forgive. When you gave me no reply, I tried to telephone, said you were not home. That's a lie. 'Cause I know where you've been. I saw you walk in your door. I nearly died,
cause you walked hand in hand with another man in my place. You walked hand in hand with another man in my place. You walked hand in hand with another man. You walked hand in hand with another man.
No, very nice. Excellent.
Not bad for 11 o'clock.
Yeah, no, thanks for sharing that. Why don't we keep it going? You know, you've got the guitar sounding good, the voice is sounding good. Do you have time for another one?
Sure. Well, let me go back to Yoko. I had a... When in 1975, we got signed to RCA Records. We'd been on Elektra. And I had a little advance, and I'd always wanted a black velvet suit. And so I went down to Barney's. You know, I was living in New York at the time, and I went down to Barney's and picked out a black velvet bell-bottom suit and stuff. And I'd never been to Bloomingdale's. So I thought, okay, this is a good excuse to go to Bloomingdale's. I'll buy a tie. Now, I'm sitting, we're doing a Why Hunger benefit, and Yoko's being honored for her contributions. And this is, you know, 2 or 3 years after we started the band. And I had always wanted to tell the story to John Lennon if I'd ever met him. Of course, I didn't. But here I am in front of Yoko Ono, about 10 feet away. She's sitting in the audience. And I said, Yoko, I got to tell you this story. So... I'm at the tie department, and on a Saturday morning, it's bustling. It's just completely, you know, there's this din of chatter and whatnot. And I'm standing at the tie department, and there's an elderly couple, an elderly man and a woman, and I'm looking at ties, and all of a sudden it started getting very quiet, and all of a sudden people just got out of the way, and like Moses parting the Red Sea, out of that walks John Lennon. Hody ho, here I am in Bloomingdale's. And hands in his pocket, he was dressed to the nines, he had a beard, he looked fantastic. And, you know, as he goes around the corner, you know, and the people start filing back in, and there's this buzz, they're going, oh my God, did you see him, did you see that? And so the gentleman, the elderly gentleman in the tie department says to his coworker, he said, who was that? And she goes, that was Yoko Ono's husband. Oh, okay, well, here's this tie, and we'll get a... Nothing about that's, you know, John Lennon from the Beatles. It was Yoko Ono's husband. And that nothing else said after that. And Lennon would have loved that story because he adored his wife. She took a lot of unnecessary criticism, in my opinion. And, I mean, she was the most influential person in his life. You know, allowed him to spread his wings and soar and you know, walk away from the Beatles. He had already made up his mind anyway, but she was the conduit for him to do that. And, you know, I think their love story will last as long as the Beatles' music. I really mean that. So, and, you know, I cracked her up with that. That was Yoko Ono's husband. So that was certainly going to make the highlight reel of, you know, of my life. So, you know, when Lennon was murdered by a legally insane person who could legally buy a handgun, I was completely, like everybody, just devastated. And we didn't have any gigs that weekend. So I went that whole week from Monday night through the following weekend and approaching the next weekend without picking up my guitar and... just being in a basic alcoholic haze for the whole time. And so I thought, well, I better play something because my fingers, my calluses, you know, are starting to go away. So I picked up the guitar, and without ever thinking I was going to write a song about this thing, it just came out. So, and I remember telling Neil, I said, Neil, I wrote a song about Lennon. And he went, really? Are you sure? Because how do you write about something like that? You don't. I mean, it's insane. But I think it's a pretty good song. It's called Johnny's an Angel. You know what I get? Like, I bet just a little toony tune. I noticed it was a little out in the last song. I'm toony because I care. Don't go away. Well, close enough for folk. All right. Can't believe it. I can't conceive it. Can't comprehend what it means today. Although I'm trying, I'm still not buying that Johnny's an angel. It's too ironic, this bitter tonic, that it would have to end this way. The whole world's crying, there's no denying that Johnny's an angel, eh? And since he took that lift at Greenland, you remember when things were never really ever quite the same again. But we'll remember his love and splendor and those wonderful things that he had to say. Though we regret it, we won't forget that Johnny's an angel. And if you find yourself da-da-da-da, well, there are no reasons, only seasons, but still you want to cry. I can't express it, but nevertheless, yeah, it really helped when we prayed that day. And through human kindness and human blindness, Johnny's an angel, eh? Yeah, Johnny's an angel, eh?
Yeah, very nice. Boy, that's a very emotional song.
Yeah, that always is. You know, it's just
somehow it resonates for the days that we're facing now.
Oh man, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Yeah. Well, that's and what did that appear on a particular album?
That's on the Lennon Imagined album.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, and it's also the last song.
Oh,
on
beautiful.
The album.
All right.
And it's also on Living in America, okay. Aztec Two-Step.
Great. Again, Rex Fowler here in the WPKN studios on this Beatles Day as we're raising money for nonprofit community radio station WPKN, one of the last stations standing of its kind. And we need your support to continue doing this for another 50 years. Our new transmitter, by the way, is being installed next Tuesday. At 6 a.m., we have raised enough funds with your support to actually get that installed. We're going to be off the air for a few hours. We'll be streaming live, except 89.5 will be down for just a few hours as we put our new transmitter in play. And the hope is that in some of our outer fringe areas, we're going to sound better than ever, if that's possible.
This station covers a lot of territory. I'm always amazed how far I get it going down into New York City. I get it when I'm way over in the western part of the state. It's just one of those, I guess it's one of those magical things, because usually you get other FM frequencies closing in when you're a few miles away from from an FM frequency.
Starting to happen a little bit. Some, more stations are kind of encroaching close to the 89.5 and they bleed into it. So it looks like we got a phone, maybe an office phone, but the pledge line is 203-384-9756. Not sure if we have Alec, anyone to come in. We've got this package we're doing, the both Imagined and the Reimagined albums. That's two albums signed by Rex Fowler from the band, and be a pledge of $75 for both of them to WPKN, supporting us in our Beatles Day here. The number is 203-384-9756, or online at WPKN.org. Alec?
We do have a thank you for Suzanne.
Wonderful.
From Woodbury, gave us a very generous pledge. And
thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you.
Well, Rex, we've got just a little under 10 minutes to go. So,
Let's get the folks to call in.
Good. I think it's to support this kind of radio station that can do music, public affairs, news programming, do live studio guests, lots of great interviews with authors and writers and musicians, political figures, members of the community. As we've been saying, in the last decade or so, more than 60 nonprofits have come in through our doors. We've invited them to come in, tell their story. They're a nonprofit, so we like to band together, support other nonprofits that are doing great social causes and civic causes. We give them a platform to come in, tell their story, record PSAs. We actually run them for free. If you're listening to the station, you've heard a number of those from everyone from the Alzheimer's Association to Cancer Cares to Habitat for Humanity, and on from all the different counties that we serve, from New York to Massachusetts to Connecticut and New York.
And across the way into Long Island.
And Long Island is a huge, huge place for us as well. Again, 203-384-9756. I'd love to, I played something earlier, right? I think Alec had pointed out that he was really digging
Instant Karma.
Instant Karma.
Yeah.
I played that earlier on my shift.
Love that cover.
And that was a great, great song. One of my favorite songs that I actually will play. Yeah, I play for... when in my office, when people come in and we're talking about Beatles and talking about covers, I will say, you've got to hear this cover by a group called the Newtopians called Rain. And it's one of my favorite treatments. And I think it's definitely indicative of the feel of these albums, just the way you've covered Rain. I don't know if you want to, I'd love you to set that up a little bit.
Set it up, because Rain was the B-side of Paperback Writer. It came out in summer of 66. And it was really the precursor. Those two songs were recorded just before the official Revolver album started. And ironically, neither of those songs were on Revolver. And Lennon dismissed it as it's not this song about people moaning about the weather. It was so Lennon. But in actuality, it was truly an artistic triumph. And it was a revolutionary, experimental recording, and which the sound of Rain dominated Revolver, and not only that, but it defined the psychedelic era of rock and roll at that time, and it was, of course, was the precursor to the seminal Sgt. Pepper that followed just a years later. So it really is an important song, and my partner Tom Dean plays in Dad Gad, which is a tuning, I think it's originally like an Irish kind of open tuning that he plays. And it just really killed on this song. And again, you're going to hear lots of the elements, the electric guitar, the cellos, the singing, the violins. and this amazing song just broken down into a beautiful, beautifully, I'll just put it that way.
If the rain comes, they run and hide their heads. They might as well be dead. If the rain comes, if the rain comes, when the sun shines, they slip into the shade.
When the sun shines,
they sip their lemonade. When the sun shines, when the sun shines, rain, I don't mind. Weather's fine. I can show you that when it starts to rain,
when the rain comes,
everything's the same. I can show,
show you.
I can show. I don't mind. Shine. The weather's fine. The weather's fine. Can you hear me? That when it rains and shines, just a state of mind. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Rain. I don't mind. Weather's fine. When the rain comes, when the rain comes,
rain comes,
I don't mind. Yeah, the weather's fine.
Rex Fowler and the Newtopians wanted to really thank Rex for coming in today. It was a wonderful one-hour segment, and he's going to hang out a little bit. If you want to make a call to him, you can give us a ring at 203-384-9756. He's going to stick around a little bit and sign some of these Lennon discs that we're putting together, two for a pledge of $75. Again, it's 203-384-9756.
Don't let me down.
That's right.
Come on, folks.
And coming up next, we're going to take a little breather from the Beatles. Teokas and Ghost Horse is here in the studio for his show, First Voices Radio. Rod Richardson is in the house, and we've got Sean Corvino, and Alec Cumming is here.
A real quick thank you to Sharon, who also just called in with a very generous pledge from New York City.
Excellent.
Thanks, Sharon.
Thank you. And we will be back at 1 o'clock with more Beatles. Dell will be up then from 1 to 3. Again, thank you so much for coming in.
Steve, thank you. Yeah, it's an honor.
We'll see you at our favorite Vietnamese restaurant again at some point. Teokasin will be coming up next after a couple of minutes of some announcements and underwriting support to keep WPKN sustainable.
Support comes from Brewport Brewing Company, located in Bridgeport, just off I-95 and Route 8, at 225 South Frontage Road. Brewport is a brew pub focused on thin crust pizza, gourmet salads, and Connecticut craft style beers, some brewed to recipes dating from the 1800s. Founded in 2016, Brewport is open every night and Friday through Sunday for lunch. More info at brewport.com. Welcome to this week's edition of the White Rose Political Calendar. The calendar takes its name from the White Rose, a resistance group in Nazi Germany that worked to educate and organize opposition to the horrifying agenda of the Third Reich. In the spirit of the White Rose, WPKN offers its weekly political calendar in order to give voice to the struggles for political, social, economic, and environmental justice. Here are some of the listings for the week of December 4th, 2017. With the fifth anniversary of the Sandy Hook school shooting approaching, a national vigil for all victims of gun violence will take place on Wednesday, December 6th, starting at 7 p.m. at St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Washington, D.C. The Newtown Action Alliance notes that 500,000 people have been killed or injured by guns since Sandy Hook, and there have been over 1,500 mass shooting incidents in America. The Newtown Action Alliance can be found online at newtownaction.org. The Planned Parenthood Action Network advocates for women's rights to quality health care, birth control, and the right to control their own pregnancies. All of these fundamental rights are under attack by Congress and the current White House administration. The U.S. House of Representatives passed an abortion ban in October that limits abortions after 20 weeks, with the legislation due to go before the Senate soon. The current issues of concern can be seen at www.plannedparenthoodaction.org/issues. During the frenzy of holiday gift buying, it is sometimes easy to overlook the ethical backgrounds of the retail companies from whom one is purchasing presents. A number of groups compile lists of fair trade, eco-friendly, and sustainable brands. At www.fairtuesday.com, there is a list of 150 companies selling everything from food to clothing. Donegood.co provides categories of companies that empower workers and support diversity. Another list of such companies is at ecocult.com, while grabyourwallet.com lists companies that might be avoided due to affiliation with the Trump brand. Connecticut's Integrated Refugee and Immigration Services, or IRIS, is calling on concerned citizens to call their U.S. senators and Congress members and ask for an expanded number of international refugees to be allowed into the United States in the new fiscal year. With the Trump administration issuing new restrictions, this is the lowest number in U.S. history. The goal of IRIS is to see the United States allow at least 75,000 refugees in 2018. Their website is at www.iriscct.org, and more information about the recent restrictions can be found under the news section. The American Civil Liberties Union has moved People Power into action. Their new website at peoplepower.org allows groups throughout the United States to publicize their local activities. These actions address issues ranging from voting